2,000-degree flames crackle as Anderson and Muncie community leaders sit in a corner, watching the fire roll overhead like orange clouds. We take deep breaths from the oxygen tanks on our backs, which adds an extra 60 pounds to our already tired bodies. The tanks deliver fresh oxygen, rather than breathing in the smoke-filled toxic air surrounding us. For 15 minutes, we stare into the beauty of the fire before Muncie and Anderson firefighters clear the room to extinguish the flames.
We were trying to get the general public an idea of what we go through in a day, because just for me to explain it to you or to tell you about it, it doesn't really give you that opportunity.
That's Mark Adams, Battalion Chief of the Muncie Fire Department and President of the Muncie Firefighters Union Local 1348. For 8 hours, 16 Fire Ops 101 cadets experienced the daily life of emergency personnel, including fighting fires, using the jaws of life, and dealing with the realities of a cardiac arrest emergency call.
91 is en route with a... Make it the age. 42-year-old male.
46.
46-year-old male, unresponsive. We've got a systole on the monitor right now. We've established an IV. We've given him 3 rounds of Epi, 1 round of Narcan with no success. Still showing asystole. CPR is in progress. We should be arriving in about 2 minutes.
Judd Fisher heads the Ball Brothers Foundation. He says performing the tasks himself gave greater meaning to the job of firefighters and EMS crews.
I knew this was tough before, but only in theoretical manner. It's really, really hard to do. So it was an eye-opener and great program that they run here with Fire Ops 101.
Adams says the special training program also lets policymakers see how their money is used by emergency responders and what needs the departments still have.
The city council, councilmen, they want to have the best city that they can have. And to do that, you know, they need to properly staff and provide for the fire department. And now that they've came out and actually experienced it themselves, I think it really drives the point home that, you know, having a good fire department is not cheap, but it pays off in the long run.
Jay Julian with the Muncie, Delaware County Chamber of Commerce says for him, the experience did just what Adams was hoping for.
The exposure to people like you and I, and it just heightens the appreciation. And I think that it makes it easier to release the revenue that's already there a little bit easier than it has been. Or perhaps you do find new pieces of revenue for these fellows.
Julian, Fisher, and I all have fire helmets from the day to keep in our offices. Adams hopes seeing the equipment that kept participants safe will help their cause when the departments ask officials for money for life-saving equipment. In Anderson, Zach Huffman, IPR News.